Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. I have zero experience with storms on the sea, but I have a great deal of experience of storms coming off the Great Lakes, as many of you do. And one particular December, when I was a senior in college, there was the prediction of a huge winter storm that was supposed to last about 36 hours or so. And the National Weather Service, remember, this is the days before apps on your phone that could show you the radar and all the rest of that stuff. The National Weather Service, using that technology that they still use today, two people on a Ouija board, were predicting the weather. And all of the reports said that this storm was going to be probably the worst one in years. Now, I was at Northern Michigan University up in Marquette, and the storms that come off Lake Superior are unbelievable. It was also the end of the semester when we could go home for Christmas break. And everything that I was seeing on the TV and reading in the paper were saying that this storm was going to start in the early hours of the morning and continue all through the next day. Well, I was ready to get home, and I didn't want to take that chance. So I had the perfect solution. I was going to leave at about 10 o'clock at night to drive back. Well, the prediction was so accurate that by the time I got to Munising, about 45 miles away, it was snowing harder than I'd ever seen. And the only way I could find the road was I got in the tracks of a semi-trailer and just followed along. And it was those flakes that are about this big coming down, and you just get that tunnel vision. And I almost passed the state highway going south, I think it's 77, to get you down to US 2. And I had to drive that without any tracks in the road, so I was probably doing about 25 miles an hour. And the snow's slamming up underneath my car as I'm driving along. I thought, well, at least when I get down to the Lake Michigan shore, probably be better. It was worse. And I was like right on the leading edge of the storm. So when I got to the bridge, they hadn't closed things down yet. But they did say to me that they were probably going to be closing in about half an hour or so. I could still drive across, but I'd have to be in an escorted little caravan with the state trooper. Got across the bridge, and I was driving south on I-75. And I thought I was doing great. I'm staying in the road. I'm managing to get up to probably 35, 40 miles an hour in this storm. And all of a sudden in my headlights, there is this giant green thing that says exit for Wolverine. I was that far off the road that I was on the shoulder driving along. I didn't even know it. And I managed to get the car cut back over into the road, exited the next exit, got my heart rate down again, and some other things that almost happened, and got back on the road, found another semi, and by the time I got down to Roscommon, there was no snow. It was fine. And I got to admit, I had some pretty fervent prayer as I was driving along. I even did something that rarely ever happens in my car. The radio was off. I couldn't even listen to it. I was so tense. Well, the disciples in that boat on the Sea of Galilee experienced a storm, and they looked to Jesus to calm it, and he did. Well, I think that's what we all tend to do when we face storms in our lives. Even if we're not accustomed to regular prayer, we immediately fly to that source that we know will help us, Jesus, and we ask him to calm the storm. Now, sometimes those storms have nothing to do with anything we've done. They're just bad occurrences, like Job. Sometimes it's an illness or the death of someone we love. Sometimes it's a loss of a job or the breakup of a relationship or the feeling isolated and alone. And we look to the Lord for help. And God's loving consolation in Jesus pours forth into our heart and brings a calmness to us. Sometimes those storms are caused by us, but not intentionally, I would say. They're accidents. We make the wrong choice, like I did on that day getting in my car to leave. It wasn't anything bad. It was just a bad decision. By the way, those that left the next day, the roads got plowed and they all got back. No big deal. Literally was that big a deal. And we still look to Jesus for help and support in those moments. And in the same way he helps us when it's no fault of our own, he helps us then. He pours forth a peace and a calm into our hearts. And sometimes the storms we face are based on our own choosing, turning away from him and turning towards sin. 100% our fault. And when we turn to him and seek forgiveness and seek help, guess what? That same love that was there when it wasn't our fault is there for us then, because his love is unconditional. But he also would say the same thing to us he said to the disciples on that boat on the Sea of Galilee. Why are you worried? Why are you concerned? Have you yet to find faith? I promised I would be with you always, even into the end of the age. Trust that that promise is true.